Good morning. It's January 03, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report addresses Apple Inc.'s stock performance and recent developments in the wake of its first trading day of 2026, according to analysis from TS2 Tech. Apple shares finished the day down 0.3%, closing at $271.01. During the session, the stock fluctuated between a low of $269.12 and a high of $277.69. Apple holds significant weight in both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices, meaning even small changes in its price can influence broader market movements. The early January period is often a time when investors reevaluate their portfolios, and large cap stocks like Apple typically see a lot of activity during this time. With interest rates remaining a critical factor in the market, investors are increasingly cautious about high valuation tech stocks. As rising rates diminish the present value of future earnings, this has led to heightened scrutiny on what can drive Apple's stock price higher. In a recent move, Raymond James resumed coverage of Apple with a market perform rating, suggesting that the stock is expected to mirror the overall market rather than outperform it. Notably, the firm did not set a specific target price, indicating a cautious stance on future gains. In addition, after the market closed, Apple announced a change in its leadership with the appointment of Ben Borders as the principal accounting officer. This transition is part of a previously outlined plan, succeeding Chris Kondo. On another note, Apple seems to be scaling back production and marketing for its Vision Pro headset due to disappointing sales numbers. Reports indicate that only 45,000 units were sold in the last quarter of 2025. While Meta Platforms dominates the market with a substantial share, the stock's decline occurred on a day when the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 experienced gains, although the NASDAQ remained relatively stable. Investors will be closely monitoring upcoming economic data, including a manufacturing survey and jobs report, both of which could heavily influence Federal Reserve policies and market sentiment. Looking ahead, Apple's next major event will be its quarterly earnings report scheduled for January 29, where analysts will be eager to assess holiday sales and profit margins. Traders are also paying attention to technical levels for the stock, particularly its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which are key indicators for market trends. Overall, these developments place Apple in a critical position as it navigates market challenges and investor expectations.
This report discusses Treasure Global's amended agreement with VGallant regarding artificial intelligence services. In its latest coverage, TradingView, Track All Markets, reported that Treasure Global has entered into a third supplemental letter, which revises the financial terms of their existing agreement. The total amount involved has been reduced from $16 million to $10.8 million. Notably, Treasure Global has already fulfilled its payment obligations, having paid the full $16 million previously. To settle the $5.2 million difference, this amendment will be compensated with shares from VGallant, priced at $4 each, allowing Treasure Global to acquire an equity stake in its AI partner. This adjustment not only modifies the financial landscape of the agreement, but also reinforces their strategic collaboration in the fields of generative artificial intelligence and digital human technology. Overall, this move is seen as a way to strengthen ties between the companies, while also positioning Treasure Global to benefit from future developments in the AI sector.
This commentary discusses market data and analytics provided by various financial services. As reported earlier by TradingView, Acompañe Todos los Mercados, a selection of market data is sourced from ICE Data Services and FactSet. This information is crucial for investors looking to track market trends and make informed decisions. Additionally, regulatory filings from the Securities and Exchange Commission are accessible through Quartr, enhancing transparency in the financial markets. Overall, these resources play a vital role in providing a comprehensive view of market dynamics.
This report discusses the recent amendment by Sky Harbor Group Corporation to its sales agreement, now involving Yorkville Securities as a sales agent. TradingView, Track All Markets, highlights that this change could enhance Sky Harbor's ability to raise capital and expand its market presence. The updated agreement signifies a strategic move for the company, potentially improving its financial operations and investor outreach. As the company adjusts its sales strategy, it will be interesting to see how this impacts their overall performance in the coming months.
This commentary focuses on the recent developments surrounding NRG Energy Inc., including executive changes, financial maneuvers, and analyst ratings. In recent commentary, Investing.com Nigeria noted that Kevin T. Howell has resigned from the board of NRG Energy, effective immediately, to pursue a new opportunity. Notably, his departure is not linked to any disagreements with the company, which has seen its stock deliver impressive returns of 74% over the past year. NRG Energy, which operates in the electric utility sector and is headquartered in Houston, Texas, has been actively buying back shares and boasts a market capitalization of about $31.8 billion. The company has raised its dividend for 6 consecutive years, currently offering a yield of 1.11%. In a significant financial development, NRG Energy issued nearly $5 billion in senior notes to facilitate acquisitions and repay existing debt. These notes have maturity dates ranging from 2030 to 2036, with interest rates between 4.734% and 6%. Furthermore, NRG Energy declared a quarterly dividend of 44 cents per share, translating to an annualized rate of $1.76, which is scheduled for payment on November 17, 2025. The company has also partnered with Sunrun to enhance home battery storage systems in Texas, integrating solar plus storage solutions with NRG's optimized rate plans. On the analyst front, UBS has initiated coverage of NRG Energy with a buy rating, highlighting its strong cash flow potential and strategic positioning. Meanwhile, Jefferies has raised its price target for the stock from $176 to $198, also maintaining a buy rating, citing expectations of higher power and capacity in the PJM market. These developments underscore NRG Energy's proactive strategies and favorable outlook for analysts in the industry. This report discusses Supermicrocomputer's new revolving credit agreement. Fresh reporting from TradingView, Track All Markets, reveals that the company has secured a credit facility of up to $2 billion aimed at supporting its working capital and general corporate needs. Included in this agreement is a $200 million sublimit for letters of credit and a $150 million limit for same-day borrowing. Additionally, the company has the option to increase its commitments by up to $1 billion depending on certain conditions. The pricing structure of this facility will vary based on the company's leverage and investment grade ratings. Notably, this credit agreement is set to mature on December 29, 2030. Supermicrocomputer anticipates that this deal will improve its liquidity and provide greater financial flexibility moving forward.
This report discusses recent investment activities and analyst ratings for Genuine Parts Company. In a new piece by MarketBeat, it was revealed that Synergy Asset Management significantly increased its stake in Genuine Parts by over 272% in the third quarter, now holding more than 108,000 shares valued at approximately $14.7 million. Several other institutional investors have also been active in the stock, with some making eye-catching increases. For instance, Golden State Wealth Management boosted its holdings by over 8,800% during the second quarter, now owning 268 shares valued at $33,000. Similarly, Hans Financial Services raised their stake by a staggering 7,825%, which shows a strong interest in this specialty retailer within the investment community. On the analyst front, Genuine Parts has received various ratings recently. Weiss Ratings maintained a hold rating, while JP Morgan Chase & Company raised its price target from $145 to $150, assigning an overweight rating to the stock. Additionally, Truist Financial and UBS Group have adjusted their price targets upward, indicating a generally favorable outlook from analysts. Despite missing earnings estimates slightly, Genuine Parts reported a revenue increase of nearly 5% year-over-year, amounting to $6.26 billion for the last quarter, which was above expectations. The company also announced a quarterly dividend of $1.03 per share, representing a 3.3% yield, reflecting its commitment to returning value to shareholders. Overall, Genuine Parts continues to attract institutional interest and positive attention from analysts, despite some mixed earnings results.
This commentary focuses on Globe Life Inc. and recent changes in its institutional ownership and stock performance. According to MarketBeat's latest report, Synergy Asset Management dramatically increased its position in Globe Life by over 1,000% during the third quarter, acquiring more than 91,000 additional shares. This brings their total holdings to over 100,000 shares, valued at approximately $14 million. Other institutional investors are also taking notice, with several firms establishing new stakes in Globe Life. For example, Mather Group and Global Assets Advisory each made modest investments, while AdvisorNet Financial significantly increased its shareholding by 60% in the same period. In related news, the chief executive officer of Globe Life sold nearly 10,000 shares at an average price exceeding $140, which marked a 20% drop in his ownership stake. This sale resulted in around $1,300,000 in proceeds, and he now holds about 36,000 shares. On the analyst front, the stock is receiving mixed reviews. Recent reports indicate that Wells Fargo lowered its target price slightly, while Morgan Stanley maintained a more optimistic view, lifting its target significantly. Overall, Globe Life carries a moderate buy rating among analysts with a consensus price target of around $164. As for the company's performance, Globe Life recently reported earnings that exceeded expectations, with earnings per share of $4.81 for the last quarter. The company is projecting steady growth moving forward, with earnings guidance for fiscal years 2025 and 2026 indicating a positive outlook. Lastly, Globe Life announced a quarterly dividend of 27 cents per share, which will be paid to shareholders in January, reflecting a modest annual yield of just under 1%. This consistent dividend policy is likely to appeal to income-focused investors as the company continues to navigate its market landscape. That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.